توی ترانی جیت فنوات پاپا خرونه تنارا کوتا تنارا کوتا وستا توی نیمت اوتی تو اوتی مرموتی وحی اوتا هیرائه تنارا کوتا
Honore he kororia, e maungarongo ki runga ki te matoa te whenua, whakaro pai ki ngā tangata katoa. Arohaina ngā teina me ngā toa kana, whakahonore te ato tātou kīngi atu heitia, te whirinaki a whatumona. E te ariki nui e te ata, ko koe te arawhata ki te hunga wairua, e noho mai nā i te wahingaro. E tiaki nei te aka I piki ai a tāwhaki ki te rangi tua ngā huru. Tukua mai te ngākau mahaki e kūpapa atu nei. Tēnei o mātou pononga tāne, pononga wahine, ngā morehu o tēnei ao, mate mate tino I atu ki a koe. Ko mātou tēnei e muru nei, ki mua ki tō aroaro. Manaaki te amai I roto I ngā mahi, whakaorengi a mātou. I roto o mātou māuiuitanga. Anō e pā, ko koe te timatanga, ko koe te whakamutunga, ko koe te mana mutunga kore. Rire, rire, paimārire. Tō ti āki ngā whakaora maramatanga mai e te atua, o tō mātou kēngi atu heitia, o te whirinaki a whatumuana, Te kāhui ariki mō ngā tinana e mā wiwiana, tai nō kia mātou kato I te rangi nei. Āena, te kororia nā.
Hey, oh, oh, oh. Tereo,
tereo,
tereo irirangi.
O nā te tawa oho.
104.6 FM.
Tūmeke.
Ahakoa heiti te matakahi. Ka pakaru i au te tōtara. Ko tōna tikanga, ahakoa heiti te toki. Kaore e kore, ka hinga te rākau rangatira. Hei painga o te iwi katoa. I may be a small wedge of a small army when being taunted by a large force.
Te reo,
te reo,
te reo irirangi.
O nā te tawa oho.
104.6 FM.
Tūmeke.
FM.
Tūmeke.
we taught them when we were young. My parents were taught them. I guess our grandparents, but my understanding of it was that it was around in Tapuia's time, and it's been brought through and taught to all the generations from one Wiriwitiranga Paitapu, who was also Master Kawa and Waka Builder at Tiranga Wawe. So that's been, he's taught that. He taught that while he was alive. And a lot of those aunties on the front line were products of their parents who were in, taught by him, as well as them. They're like Te Pau Manga Tawhiri Junior Group, I think they call it, Junior Club. we performed it as a way to aringa, aye. And we performed it as our way to tear our coral today. Mainly because Tiny is holding the Māori for the exhibition. Tiny, Waikato Tiny holds the Māori at the moment with Te Papa, and Uenuka is one of the most significant tonga that we have here, so that's why we put that into the program again this year. It was to pay our respects and to that, our tonga in the exhibition. That Te Puia composed. The full composition covers a lot of things about her life before she decided to take up the reins and drive the Kingitanga kaupapa to try and achieve her tupuna's, her uncle's aspirations in regards to the Kingitanga. She started up the band. She actually started up a traveling haka troupe. So they'd walk around and fundraise, and it starts with and some aspects of her own private life as well. It's quite hilarious, and it's really honest writing, if I can say that, honest writing. And that only Māori can write that. It's about some really personal issues, but it's delivered in such a way that it's not comical, but it's humorous, but still honest. So it talks about her life, about all her people's life, the people that came to work with her, the Paumanga Tawhiri, and how they actually worked and built up enough pūtea and built up the ground at Tiranga Wawa so they could afford to cover the cost of build Mahinarangi, where it is today. That's what that poem is about. Ngāti Haua took it out of the Bible and they've adapted a tune to it. And so it's really, it's a good way for them to, one, learn what's in the Bible, as well as, you know, you're singing, you're enjoying it, you're praising everything, and now it's good for the young people. When I first heard it, I loved it because it was a bit faster than that. The tempo was different, but I think it was appropriate that they slowed it down for this particular rompe because it's our kaumātua group, and they have a different wairua as well. Kunera comes from Kafia, from Ngati Mahuta. It's a farewell song, so you sing Haiku Naira Aitewi e Nohuira. You're leaving, as we use for Nixon. Very often used for exit, mostly used for exit, because of the simplicity of the words. And she wrote that. I guess we're just sharing it around the whole of Waikato, really. But the words are self-explanatory in that way, too.
Te reo, irirangi.
O Ngāti Tāwo.
104.6 FM. Everybody knows that it's a woman's world. Most important thing is to find the right girl. She may not be a beauty queen, but beauty skin deep, I think you know what I mean. You gotta hold on, hold on tight. When you get something good, you just treat her right. Kiss her in the morning and love her every night. You gotta hold on, hold on tight. A pretty little face. She may not dress in the best of taste. She may be short, big or wide. If she's got a heart to match her size, you gotta hold on, hold on tight. When you get something good, you just treat her right. Kiss her in the morning and love her every night. You gotta hold on.
Six FM.
Do make it.
I said, see that hill over there? when I was a little child, before I went to school, I remember my grandmother taking me on that hill. All day she'd be crying for the lamb. All day. She'll start looking up the Matangi Valley to the Hunia Ranges. And the very first thing that come out of her mouth was, she'd be berating Ngāti Pauapu for taking the land of Kohiriki.
Mm.
The government had kicked Kohiriki off the land. Mm. They thought that they had killed a person in Drury and ended up as the wrong person. But they'd already kicked Kohiriki out. A number of years later, they realised it was the wrong people that had done the killing.
Mm.
So, and of course, they'd confiscated their land.
Mm.
So they thought, well, they better give the land back to the tribe. They gave it back to the wrong people. They gave it back to Ngāti Paua instead of giving it back to Kohiriki. Mm. Well, my grandmother, that's when she started her crying for the land, eh? And what had happened to the people back in those times where the land was made rūpatu.
Mm.
She cried where the wars are starting. I was a little kid, hadn't you? She'd take a kit full of food for me, are you? She'd be crying and I'll be standing there crying with her because I'm a little child, you know. Sick of this, are you? Oh, here, here, no, get the kai, I'd say to my grandma. Oh, she'd give me an apple. Oh, takotoi kuna. That means lie over there, yeah. I mean, fast asleep, wake up, oh, here, here, and she's, you know, crying some in that area.
Mm.
Oh, here, here, no, itika, mate, mate, kayana. Oh, she give me an apple. Oh, ena hoi kuna. So you sit there, you fall off to sleep again because you're listening to her talking, you know, about these wars.
Mm.
And the raupatu, how the land had been confiscated. She'd go all around on top of this hill, all around it. And I must have gone up that hill about three or four times before I even going to school.
Really?
Just talking about the wake up of wars and all the wars.
Mm.
And whenua o tamoho. Where tamoho had been the chief.
Mm.
Right back to certain areas. But she used to berate Ngāti Paua. And Ngāti Paua is related to the Kingitan, because there were two brothers, eh?
Mm.
Over in Huntley area, I can't remember the name of the opposite Taupiti area. There were the two brothers. One stayed on that area, the opposite side of Taupiti.
Mm.
And the other fella, when he was kicked out, he decided, oh, well, he's going to come over the hill and start his own tribe.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what he done. He came over to the Hauraki and started Paua.
Mm.
His name was Paua.
Mm.
He started Ngāti Paua, eh?
Mm.
And of course, my grandmother was berating them because she says they knew that land at northern Wairoa did not belong to them.
Mm.
And it belonged to Kohiriki, and they accepted the land and got the money. They were compensated by the government, given the land. She used to berate them, be hollering, get up in your yakuta. She'd be crying and I'll be crying.
Yeah.
Well, a couple of times my father would come and ride the horse across the paddocks there to come and pick me up because I used to walk up there when I was a little, you know, but you stay up on this hill all day long, I'd be crying my eyes out. My grandmother say, come on, because she couldn't carry me because she was too old, eh? So my father would come riding across the paddocks to pick me up and he'd berate his mother for, what are you doing taking this, you know, why are you taking this child up there, listen to all that rubbish. Yeah, I still remember my father saying, oh, how do you make the tomato naked and fucking all rubbish, you know, listen to that rubbish. But I used to go home and I used to tell these people, that is what my grandma. And guess what?
What?
We ended up at a claim at Waiheke Island.
Mm.
This claim for Kohiriki.
Mm.
They had the claimant one of my cousins from Waikarakia.
All right.
It's where the Koiriki people ended up in the Maramarua, Waikarakia area. They had this claim, they made this claim to the tribunal. And it's exactly like what my grandmother had been. And another, my sister-in-law, she's a teacher, you know, in Avondale. She used to, be interested in what I used to say to them. I tell them what I'd heard from my grandmother. She'd say, "Kui, yeah, and what did your grandmother say?" And I'd tell her what I could remember. Well, when we went to that claims, what the hang they call it, at the Waiheke Island, where they had this tribunal claim at Waiheke Island, it was about Koiriki. Oh my gosh, Carolyn Tucker says to me, "Oh, Kui, you know, it's like listening to you." That's exactly what these people are saying. And it was a Pākehā that insisted that Koiriki make a claim, lay a claim. It was this historian, I wish I could remember his name. It was this guy that insisted that Koiriki make this claim.
It wasn't Graham Murdoch by any chance, was it?
I guess I wish I could remember.
And they were talking about the Kaiawa Whakatiwa.
Yes.
Area?
Yes. Yes, the northern Wairoa area, you know, back the other side of Clevedon area, in that area there, you know, back further back there. In that Orere area is where these people, the tribe, Koiriki, was from. And they were kicked out of there because they'd been accused of killing this some person in Drury, in the Drury area, And I used to tell them about this. I'd say, whenever I used to go back, when I first come to Wellington, I'd had a couple of kids go back to Wangatari, and I'd say to my relatives, we'd all be there, sitting around drinking beer, and I said, "See that pig station up there when I was little? Oh, I heard that story many of the times." Sick of that story, quick. Well, we ended up in a claims court case in Waiheke Island. Oh, it was really interesting. I was like, "Huh, someone must have told these people what what I had told them, what my grandmother had told me all the time had been recorded, obviously, But my sister-in-law, Carolyn Tucker, she was absolutely impressed. "Queen, can you hear what they say with these, with the lawyers or whatever they are? Can you hear what they're saying, Queen? It's like listening to what you used to say to these, to your relatives, our relatives of Mangatangi. They say, oh, sick of listening to that story. Heard that before." Used to repeat myself a bit, but... Yeah, and it came out on these I was impressed with them. Oh, someone must have went, one of my cousins must have went to these lawyers and told them what I had told them, my grandmother had told me, All the time they knew. I think it was down historically. It was written about, how the land was given back to the wrong people, wrong time.
And it was interesting that Kohariki ended up at Whakatiwa, in the end. Waikarakia.
Koiriki had ended up in Waikarakia. They were kicked out through. They were given this, so many acres of land. Big acres of land. They've ended up with a couple of little farmlets. Make you laugh. We come through that area coming home through Monument Road. We call it Monument Road, you see. And to come back through the Matamata area to get back to Tito. This was last Saturday when they're coming home. And I says to my grandchildren, "This place that we're going through belonged to the Tupuna, had originally belonged to your great grandparents, the Tuckers. And through the tribes, through the Koiriki tribe, all this area is meant to have been for the Koiriki iwi. Not even ended up with two little farmlets, make you laugh. But I remember the village there. It was quite a huge village there when I was little.
Whakatiwa?
No, Matamata.
Waikarakia.
There's quite a number of families there. Quite a number of people who had been, part of the movement that had moved from the northern, northeast and northeastern Wairoa area.
Mm.
Yeah, still the Uri, and I think, well, some of the Tuckers are still there anyway.
Mm.
They were the ones that followed up the claim. My cousin's son, Joe Johnson, he pressed the issue. He was a Tucker, but he changed his name back to his father's.
And do you remember if there were many people from Kohereke when you were young at Mangatangi? It was known then as a Tamoho Marae, Ngāti Tamoho, but also Ngāti Kohereke as well? Or was it predominantly known, people knew Ngāti Tamoho and Mangatangi?
Oh, Ngāti Tamoho.
Mm.
It was always Ngāti Tamoho. But, of course, you know, our relatives at Waikanaki, well, but they made the claim, they followed up this claim that this historian had insisted that they'd have a claim.
Mm.
They followed it up because they want to build a church at Waikarakia.
Te reo, te reo, te reo, irirangi.
O Ngāti Tamoho.
104.6 FM.
Tūmeke.
I te honga ake, i aku moe moe ia, ko te pua waitanga, ko te whakaaro. Ko tōna tikanga, mā te moe moe ia, mā te wawata, ka whai whakaaro. Ka whakamana hia te tangata. When I awoke from my dream, my aspirations were realised. I woke from my dreams to the blossoming of thoughts. Te reo, te reo, te reo, irirangi.
O Ngāti Tamoho.
104.6 FM.
Tūmeke.
Te reo, te reo, te reo, irirangi.
O Ngāti Tamoho.
104.6 FM.
Tūmeke.
Paimārire. Tō te ākinga whakaora maramataka mai e te atua. O tō mātou kēngi atu heitia. O te whirinaki a whatu moana. Te kāhuiari ki mō Ngāti Nana e mā wiwi ana, tai no ki a mātou kato I te rangi nei. Yeah.